Hello, everybody. My name is Ryan. This is your Daily Nerd Devo. I want to talk about one of my favorite villains, the man Phineas and Ferb himself, Dr. Heinz Doofenshmirtz. If you've not seen the Phineas and Ferb cartoon first, go watch it. It is an exceptionally entertaining cartoon, and I highly recommend it. One of the subplots of the show regularly is that Phineas and Ferb, who are brothers, have a pet platypus, and their pet platypus, Perry, well, Perry is a secret agent when the boys aren't looking. He's Agent P, and Agent P's nemesis is the off-maligned and totally definitely evil, we promise, Dr. Heinz Doofenshmirtz. Doofenshmirtz is a super weird character, and he's a terrible supervillain. He is genuinely trying to be bad. He's just not good at it. But, you know, effort, and that's not nothing. One of the moments with Doofenshmirtz, one of the episodes that really stands out, it's his daughter's birthday. His daughter Vanessa is a teenager, and Dr. Doofenshmirtz wants to throw her a great birthday party, and actually gets Perry the Platypus to help him, put up the decorations and do all these things. Doofenshmirtz has a history of maybe not throwing his daughter the best birthday parties ever, and he wants to do better this time. He wants to make his daughter happy, he wants to make her proud, and he wants to show her that he loves her. And so Perry the Platypus steps up, they set their differences aside, and they put together, well, it wasn't a great party. Vanessa shows up and she's actually kind of disappointed because it's not at all what she wanted, and her father still sees her as a small child even though she's a teenager. Doofenshmirtz once again doesn't exactly come through in what he wants. He deeply wants to make his daughter happy. In the long run, by the end of the episode, spoilers, he sort of does, just, you know, accidentally, but that's okay. It still worked. He spends the whole episode, you know, trying to put this party together, trying to make his daughter happy, and it doesn't really get him very far. And while I admire his go-get-him attitude to put together the kind of party he thinks she would really want, it's a trait I see in myself sometimes, and it's not always the most positive trait. I try too hard sometimes to make people like me, because I want them to like me. There are a few things I want more in this world than to be liked, than to have people look at me and say, oh yeah, Ryan's a cool guy, or oh wow, he did a good job with that. It's something I put too much value in, is how others perceive me and wanting them to like me because I want to build those good relationships. You can take that too far. Christine Kane said, until we care more about what God thinks than what other people think, we are never truly free. And I've been down that road. You can put yourself in this position where you care so much about what other people think about you that it robs you of your joy in a lot of moments, and you're not looking at what God sees in you. In Psalm 118:8, in the New International Version, it says, it is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. And in Galatians 1:10, it says, am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? Or am I trying to please people? If I were to still try to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ. God wants us to worry, for the most part, about what he thinks about us. Not how others see us, not whether what we do makes them happy, but whether what we do pleases God. That should be first and foremost when it comes to that kind of thing, and something I need to work on. It's a trait I don't like seeing in myself. So I encourage you guys today, don't worry so much, because I know it's something a lot of us struggle with. Don't worry so much about how other people see us. Worry about how God sees you, and whether or not you're following his plan and his path. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, hit the subscribe button and join our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. Link in the details below. I'm Ryan for your Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, remember, God made you special, and he loves you very much. Hope you guys enjoy Villains Week.